Dennis, a hard fought but deserved victory. What do you make of the performance?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, we could have had three or four in the second half and just go and put the game to bed. So 1-0, it's always dangerous, but they never really looked like upsetting the apple cart, although Ravas has made one great save from the free kick when it avoided everybody. I thought it was in, and he's come from nowhere and put it over the bar or round the corner. So, but we've had our moments there, you know, clean through a couple of times and haven't put the game to bed. Jazz Singh has made some great saves, but I think it is well deserved.
Yeah, you really came on strong in the second half in particular. What was your message to the players at half-time after a largely uneventful first half?
Well, we just changed the system second half. We went into a 4-3-3 and we got some joy from it. They had the extra man in midfield. Wasn't causing us too many problems, but we just matched them up and we got McGee in behind the front two and we just found ourselves a little bit more space. So that worked for us. We stuck with it and we looked the better side second half.
And you almost got the goal before you finally did score, and Jay Rollins, who was a threat all afternoon, hit the post.
Yeah, you know, I thought we just weren't going to go in, but you know, we've had some good chances there second half. Pretty much of a non-event first half, but the wind picked up and was against the wind second half, but we had the better of the play for the first 25 minutes, got our goal, and then obviously when you're 1-0 in front, they're going to, you know, put the balls in the box and we've got to defend. So we've done that. You know, keep Rain had a save to make barring that one from the free kick, like I said, that avoided everybody. Other than that, it was pretty plain sailing. Clean sheet, 1-0 victory, you know, can't ask for no more.
And Dale Southwell, he really has picked up from where he left off last season. It was a terrific strike, showed great perseverance on the edge of the box.
That's what I said to him before the game. I said, Christ, I don't know what gate's going to be here today, because you're going to probably put another 40 scouts on the gate, you know. It might have been only 1,000 last week at home, but we're 40 scouts, I think. So, you know, rightly so, he's getting all the attention, but he's got a lot of hard work still to do. He's enjoying his football here, and I'm sure he just wants to carry on scoring goals for us. His move will eventually come at some stage. I just hope he's at the right time in his career and not too early.
And nice for Henrik Ravas to keep a clean sheet. By his own admission, he was at fault for Stockport's winner on the opening day, but he was very commanding, and as you say, he made a very good save in the second half.
Yeah, Henrik done great today. You know, he's come and punched a couple. You know, that's, like I say, from that free kick, as soon as it left his boot and it cleared our centre-half side, I thought it's in, and then he's come from nowhere. How he's read that, I do not know, because you've got to expect someone to get a touch on it. So that was a really match-winning save.
I saw you having an exchange of views with a couple of fans towards the end. Were they getting frustrated that you were holding the ball in the corner?
Yeah, incredibly enough, they want us to put the ball in the box and win 2-0. I was trying to tell them that we've got 3 points at 1-0. We don't need to score another goal. What do? Put the ball in the box, add it out, counter-attack with the three back there, or shall we leave everybody back and keep it in the corner and be protected? You know, what team in the world wouldn't see the game out 1-0 in 4 minutes of injury time to play? But our fans seem to want us to play gung-ho in the last 4 minutes and give them an opportunity. But I thought we rode the game out well, kept the ball in the corners and never give them an opportunity in injury time. So that's a professional thing to do. That's the way football is. I'm sorry if we're not going for a second goal in 4 minutes of injury time, guys. I'm sorry about that, but I'm going to try and educate my players to manage the game properly.
All in all, a terrific turnaround after those opening two defeats, 3 wins in a row, and it sets you up nicely for next weekend's derby at Gainsborough.
Well, it's never in doubt in a sense, because we knew what we had in the locker from last year. We haven't changed the team. It's just that when you lose two games, everyone seems to think we're either too small, not good enough, need to have made 5 signings and everything else. But, you know, I've got confidence in this group, and we've now gone and proved that by winning 3 on the trot. And if we beat Gainsborough next week, we've never achieved 4 on the trot under my reign. So that'd be 4 wins on the spin if we can win it. So that will be the best form we've ever been in. So, you know, we're getting there. 3 wins on the spin is no mean feat in this league, and we've just achieved that on the back end of a clean sheet as well. So, well pleased. There's plenty more to come from us. You know, Mills has had to go off there. Kane Felix is still out injured. We've still got a little bit of money to spend so we can improve. So, we're going in the right direction. We're 1 point off the playoffs, and I'm really pleased the position that we're in.
Yeah, disappointed to see Zach Mills go off. Was that a recurrence of his hamstring or something else?
Well, he just felt it slightly, so he's now got a week to recover. We've got no game next week. Like I say, I mean, if we'd have been in a bit better position, we'd have had him off, but it was still 1-0 at the time. But you can see what Zach brings to us. Was pretty comfortable for most of the game. So just really, really pleased to get a clean sheet and win 3 games on the spin.
Are you hoping to strengthen before next Saturday at all in terms of your defence?
Yeah, we're always looking to strengthen, but, you know, like I say, you know, getting the right players in is never easy. You know, I'm speaking to people constantly, but getting the right players in, being able to afford them and it's just difficult, but we're trying every day, I promise you.
And just finally, a word on the game next week at Gainsborough. They're always games that everyone looks forward to, and they've had a good win at Telford today, so two informed sides.
Yeah, it's incredible. They've had two unbelievable results, you know, away at Fylde, getting a draw after 2-0 down, and now winning at Telford 2-0. Last week, obviously, Staybridge went down to 10 men, so that influences the game a little bit. Even we can win against 10 and 9 men, so... You know, but they've had a couple of good results. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough derby game next week.
Looking forward to seeing Martin Houston again?
We'll have a cuddle before the game. Maybe after the game, but certainly a little bit of pushing and shoving in between.
Thanks, Les.